It's like the suspense soundtrack.
Yeah, it reminds you kind of psycho-y, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. That's weird. I like the samosa deal at Sandy's. Americano. Oh, coffee. Coffee. Evil, evil coffee. They got those, these anarchist magazines at Blue Streak. And I bought, they were $5 each, right? So I bought them. And I'm reading the second one. It's got a whole polemic against restaurants. It's interesting. Well, I was just skimming to see what was in it, but, from what I can tell, they're talking about it, that basically, first of all, it's they're only there to make money. There's not the relationship of, like, you know, food is a ritualistic kind of communifying substance. Well, this is where they break it down in like, a, like you know, they look at it and they say, no, it's commodified. The guy who owns the restaurant is paid for all this equipment. He's got to make some money at it. That's what that's about, right? And that the whole relationship of the producers and the people eating and all that kind of stuff, it's all been commodified and thus kind of like deauthenticated, if you will. But that's just from, I haven't actually read the article yet.
Right,
I just
right.
Flipped through it.
Well, in contrast, when we were up north in Lake St. Peter this summer, we stopped at the restaurant, the one restaurant. And I remember when I was a kid, we'd go there. And it was funny because while we were there in the summertime, there was an actual picture on the wall from back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it used to, there was only one menu, and it was on the door when you came in.
Right.
And it was only full meals, yep. Right? And it was, we would go there like, say, you know, once a month or once every 2 months, special occasion,
yeah.
The whole family, not just the immediate family, but, you know, uncles, yeah. Aunts, the whole bit. And we would walk out of there with stacks of, like, doggy bags, but they were actually boxes full of food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was amazing. And usually he would have as much local food on the menu as possible. So it was always like rainbow trout, you know, locally produced like potatoes and vegetables.
Now they've managed to poison the water and stuff like that. They're starting to want to regulate that sort of thing too.
Right.
You can't just eat trout out of a stream.
it's got mercury in it.
Yeah.
And the factory fish are just so much better. No, I used to, me and my boyfriend Tim lived in this cabin on the back end of this guy's land.
Yeah.
And the rest of his land, what he would do, first he'd sell all the trees, clear cut.
Right? Wow.
Then he'd sell all the topsoil. And then he would dig it out and turn it into fish farm beds.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was slowly going through his entire property doing that to it.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It was the most,
That's the part, most heartening thing I've heard lately is someone on the radio doing a phone-in saying, why are we tearing up all our topsoil that took hundreds and thousands of years to produce?
Right.
And pissing it away on suburbs. How does this make any sense?
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah.
Especially in a time of, like, food shortages on the planet and shit.
Hello.
I want a glass of water. Well, that's one of the obscene things. That's why
Proudhon says that property is theft.
Yeah. You should not be allowed to fuck over fertile land. Like, it's fertile land, that's what it is. You can be fallow, you can grow on it, but you cannot take it away or